Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linen Sunday Night, Praise, Worship, and Music with Diane Linen. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it together.
Thank you.
Sunday Night Special Music Praise and Worship with Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane Lenning, live from the United States of America. We are so happy for this time together in order to share music and some scriptures about worshiping the Lord and why it's important to worship the Lord and to have a time together to show reverence to God and to meditate and worship the Lord Jesus. I'm going to read to you again, as I've read in the past, this last month or so, the Lord's Prayer. This is a prayer that most Christians memorize. It is found in Matthew 6, verse 9. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'm also going to say a prayer. And this is a similar way that you can pray to the Lord. It's just like talking to a friend or your Father God. We can talk to God directly when we have become a Christian because Jesus is our advocate. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity you've given us to share around the world the good news and to bring us closer together through technology and help us all to realize that we are all a part of God's great family and we all have similarities. We all have needs, as does everyone. Lord, we just pray that you would bless those, especially bless those who have recently become new Christians and help them to learn how to praise and worship the Lord. Be thankful for what you have given them, even though sometimes we feel like it's not enough. The most important thing is that we have salvation and a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ so that we may spend eternal life with God. And we pray that you would anoint the music tonight and those who give it. And may the word, the reading of the word, bless the hearts and edify those who hear it. And we pray, God, that you would give them the ability to buy a Bible in their community and to meet with others and share the scripture and to pray together and to grow into the stature of Christ according to the example that he's given us in the scripture in New Testament. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we've been reading in John on Wednesday nights and Friday nights for quite a few months now. We started reading in John the first week in February 2012. We started in John on Friday nights around March or April. You can look for those archived lessons at blogtalkradio.com. /Diane-Lenning. Scroll down to find those lessons you'd like to hear. It goes in order once they start from that first week in February. If you're wanting to learn English and hear English, this is a good opportunity for you. Also, some of those lessons have interpretations in other languages, such as Thai, Lao, Chinese, and Swahili. They're looking to try to get Vietnamese and Cambodian and Spanish and other languages in the near future. So we hope that you will tell your friends and make it a regular event in your family, in your life, to listen and follow along to God's Word as often as you can. I'm going to read tonight in Psalms, right in the middle of the Bible. Much of the Psalms tells about praise and worship and the glory of God, how we do it and why we do it and the history of it. So in Psalm 19, the heavens are telling the glory of God. They are a marvelous display of His craftsmanship. Day and night they keep on telling about God. Without a sound or word, silent in the skies, their message reaches out to all the world. Have you seen this message in your area of the world? In the heavens above? Have you seen the beautiful sunset? The beautiful sunrises? God's beauty in many forms, such as the mountains and the deserts, the waterfalls, streams, rivers, oceans. All of it shows the design of a higher intellect, someone who's smarter than us, who created the heavens and the earth, human beings and all life on the world as we know it today. Just look at the heavens and around and marvel at the Creator God who created this for all of us to share. The sun lives in the heavens where God placed it and moves out across the skies as radiant as a bridegroom going to his wedding or as joyous as an athlete looking toward a race. The sun crosses the heavens from end to end and nothing can hide from its heat. So I just thank the Lord for His marvelous display of what He has made. For His wonderful creation that He has made, we thank the Lord and worship Him for that. God's laws are perfect. They protect us, make us wise, and give us joy and light. Remember, in John, we've been teaching about stepping out from darkness and walking in the light. God's laws are for us to follow. They protect us, make us wise, give us joy and light. God's laws are pure, eternal, just, fair. They are more desirable than gold. They are sweeter than honey, dripping from a honeycomb. For they warn us away from harm and give success to those who obey them. But how can I ever know what sins are lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults and keep me from deliberate wrongs. Help me to stop doing them. Only then can I be free of guilt and innocent of some great crime. May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to You, O Lord, my rock, my Redeemer. Just praise the Lord, for He is our rock, our Redeemer. He is the one who created us, who cleanses us from sin, who makes our food, who provides for us in our need, and has provided a beautiful world for us to share and to view and to praise the Lord God who created it all. We are going to share a worship song here again by Matt, who I've played a couple of times. I repeat quite a few songs, and I will have new ones in the future so that you can learn them enough to sing along with them. That's what I'm hoping. It's better to do more than just listen, although listening is good. It's also good to your heart to worship and try to sing the song along with what it provided. And if you can only sing part of it, that's okay. And if it's too high for you, hum a part a little bit lower that harmonizes with it. Just worship the Lord. You might not have a beautiful voice, but God looks on the heart, and He looks on the sincerity of the fact that you're worshiping Him because you love Him, honor Him, and want to obey Him and worship Him. Praise the Lord God. We just pray, Lord, for all those who want to accept you into their heart tonight, that they would confess their sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and ask them into your heart today. Ask them into their heart right now, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God wants you to receive His best gift, and that's His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. Let's just worship together now as we play Endless Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. the majesty and glory of your name fills all the earth. Praise you, Lord. Your majesty overflows the heavens. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise the Lord together. Lift your hands and face to the Lord. Praise. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read in Psalms a short chapter about praising the Lord. It's Psalms 8. O Lord our God, the majesty and glory of your name fills all the earth and overflows the heavens. You have taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example shame and silence your enemies. When I look upon the night skies and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have made, I cannot understand how you can bother with mere puny man to pay any attention to him, and yet you have made man and woman only a little lower than the angels, and placed a crown of glory and honor upon his head. You have made humankind in charge of everything you made. Everything is put under mankind's authority. All sheep and oxen and wild animals too, the birds and fish and all the life in the sea. O Jehovah our Lord, the majesty and glory of your name fills the earth. O Lord, I will praise you with all my heart and tell everyone about the marvelous things you do. I will be glad, yes, filled with joy because of you. I will sing your praises, O Lord God, above all gods. My enemies will fall back and perish in your presence. You have vindicated me. You have endorsed my work, declaring from your throne that it is good. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked, blotting out their names forever and ever. O enemies of mine, you are doomed forever. The Lord will destroy your cities. Even the memory of them will disappear. But the Lord lives on forever. He sits upon his throne to judge lightly the nations, or judge justly the nations of the world. All who are oppressed may come to him. He is a refuge for them in their times of trouble. All those who know your mercy, Lord, will count on you for help, for you have never yet forsaken those who trust in you. Oh, sing out your praises to the God who lives in Jerusalem. Tell the world about his unforgettable deeds. He who avenges murder has an open ear to those who cry to him for justice. He does not ignore the prayers of men in trouble when they call to him for help. Oh, now, O Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on all of us. See how we suffer at the hands of those who hate us. Lord, snatch me back from the jaws of death. Save me so that I can praise you publicly before all the people at Jerusalem's gate and rejoice that you have rescued me. The nations fall into the pitfalls they have dug for others. The trap they set has snapped for them. The Lord is famous for the way he punishes the wicked in their own snares. The wicked shall be sent away to hell. This is the fate of all the nations forgetting the Lord, for the needs of the needy shall not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor shall not always be crushed, O Lord, arise and judge and punish the nations. Don't let them conquer you. Make them tremble in fear. Put the nations in their place until at last they know they are but puny men. King David was giving praise to the Lord throughout the scriptures and Psalms. And so that's why a lot of it's written in the first person. He's talking about himself. But I changed it to we in a few places to include us, because we can take the words of King David as an example of how we can praise and worship the Lord in our times of trouble. The scriptures are given to us as an example of how to live as a Christian and how to worship and praise the Lord. Going to play a song now I haven't played in quite a number of months. It's actually a Christmas song, but I think it also is a good one to play during the year because it's just a beautiful song. It's Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, and then when you hear it again at Christmas, perhaps it will sound familiar to you. Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Glenning, your host, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America, around the world, to all listeners who wish to praise the Lord and learn about the ways of being a Christian. I'm going to read one more short scripture in Psalms, which is in the middle of the Bible. They are words of King David throughout his life and how he sang and praised and worshiped the Lord and pleaded and talked with him and prayed with him and often his discussions with God. And it gives us examples of how to have a relationship with God. And then we'll continue with the song afterwards for you to continue to worship. In the first chapter of Psalms, it says, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to do, and day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely. They are like trees along a riverbank, bearing luscious fruit each season without fail. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper. But for sinners, what a different story. They blow away like chaff before the wind. They are not safe on judgment day. They shall not stand among the godly. For the Lord watches over all the plans and paths of godly men, but the paths of the godless lead to doom." Just praise the Lord in this next song. This is the song I often play in the background very quietly, but I'm going to play it a little louder for you to hear it all. So just praise and worship the Lord now for the next few minutes and thank the Lord for what he's given you in your life. Psalm 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities and sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name." Sing it with me. "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name." Praise the Lord Jesus. Remember those scriptures I've been teaching you over the weeks that teach others about becoming a Christian and how to accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Remember John 3:16? It's a good one to memorize. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." So all you have to do is receive God as your Lord and Savior. He gives you that right then to become a child of God and a member of his family. No matter who you are, rich or poor, and where you're from, it doesn't matter. John 3:3, Jesus said you must be born again. And here he means a spiritual rebirth. You are spiritually reborn when you give your heart to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." In other words, the only way to talk to God is through Jesus. John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life," that means you, "and that you might have it more abundantly." Isaiah 53:4-5 says, "Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows." We're learning about this now in the scripture in John this week and this month and next month. So be sure to listen on Wednesday and Friday night about how he carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions on the cross, and he was bruised on the cross for our sins and our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes that he suffered while on the cross, being beat with leather logs, by his stripes, his wounds, we are healed. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 2:24, "And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed." Praise the Lord. The verses throughout the Bible support the theme of the scriptures, and that is that Jesus, Son of God, and is our way to salvation and eternal life. If you find conflicts in the Bible, it's only because we need to study further for guidance from the Holy Spirit in order to help us understand what the scripture means. As I've become more mature in the Lord, I see how it all fits together, and it supports the theme of Jesus as the Son of God, and that there is an eternal life thereafter. And we are all part of one family and the children of God. It supports the theme throughout the Bible. And you can find a little bit of a difference from the Old Testament to the New Testament, in that under the New Testament, God says he is showing us a better way than the Old Testament was. And the New Testament life is the age of grace, the dispensation of grace, in which we are forgiven our sins by the grace of God through the blood sacrifice Jesus, who shed his blood for our sins when he died on the cross. The cross represents life come from the death that Jesus sacrificed. It's a good thing. It's not an oppressive thing or something to be fearful of. You can give praise that Jesus Christ gave his life for forgiveness of our sins, that we might have everlasting life. And you can help others to understand the meaning of the cross and how our salvation comes from the cross. Praise the Lord. And praise God and all that he's done for us, and bless the word to your hearts tonight or today, whatever time of day it is you're listening here. We look forward to speaking and sharing with you again. This coming Wednesday night is with English and Thai in the book of John. Our Wednesday and Friday night radio shows are in the book of John. If you don't have a Bible, that's okay. You can just follow along, but keep searching and seeking to see if there is a way you can find a Bible and read on your own then during the week, or with a study partner, or in your family or your church or your community gathering. And we pray that God will bless all of you. We pray in the closing remarks tonight that God will bless each one who hears this word, and that those who haven't received you yet, Lord, that you would draw them unto you by your Spirit and help them to have a desire to follow and serve Jesus Christ and to be a part of God's family. We pray, Lord God, that you would protect and preserve them and help them to be strong in their life as a Christian. We pray, Lord, a hedge of protection around them, and that their angel will stand beside them for protection, and that you will be the director of their life and of their future and their guide in as they walk along life's path. Pray that you would bless them, anoint each one, and bring blessing to their family. Help them in their crops or their work or their education or whatever they do in their daily lives, Lord. Help them to know there is a purpose to their life. Help them to find that purpose. First of all, it is to praise and worship the Lord, like we've been doing tonight. For the Lord said, if the people of the earth don't praise the Lord, I will cause the rocks to cry out in praise and worship to the Lord. We as a people, Lord, offer our praise and worship to you at this time, and are so grateful and thankful for all your wonderful creation, including each one of us whom you have created as well. And we pray that you would be with each one. Until next time, Diane Linning, your host, saying amen. God bless you. God loves you. I love you. And good night. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.